Good afternoon. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Tom Levine. It is currently 54 in Fairfield. We expect partly cloudy skies tonight and a low around 30. All more on the forecast after the news. Time now for the news from the Mark Dinsmore Country Financial News Desk. Mark Dinsmore, located in Wayne City. Winners have been named in a couple of WOKZ ticket giveaways. Morgan Weber won tickets to the Lee Bryce Justin Moore concert at the Ford Center in Evansville on April the 21st. Melissa Rutger is the winner of the tickets for the Faith Hill Tim McGraw concert, which is going to be at the Bankers Fieldhouse in Indianapolis on April the 29th. Congratulations to our winners. We will notify you on how to get your tickets. WFIW News time is 12:16.
Frontier Community College delivers affordable, exceptional education and services to improve the lives of their students and to strengthen their communities. Achieve your educational goals with high-quality instruction, personalized attention, and excellent student support at Frontier Community College. Whether you're a first-time student, updating your skills, or taking a class for a special interest, start here, go anywhere. At Frontier Community College, visit iecc.edu or call 842-3711.
Listen daily for The Bruce Dickey Show, presented by LJ Liquidations, Wabash Independent Network, and ACT Tire and Automotive. You'll find us weekdays at 9 on WFIW AM 1390 and 104.9 FM, with replays anytime online at WFIWradio.com. We enjoy conversations with local musicians, politicians, and business leaders. And hey, call me at 842-2159 if you'd like to have a guest from your group on the show. Informative, irreverent, and always entertaining. Hey, that's The Bruce Dickey Show, weekdays at 9 on WFIW AM and FM.
A Burnt Prairie woman's home sustained extensive fire damage on Sunday afternoon. Fairfield Rural firemen responded to property owned by Dan DeVue at 522 Main Street in Burnt Prairie at about 1:30 Sunday afternoon. Mr. DeVue's daughter, Sarah, lives in the single-story frame home but was away when fire broke out. Arriving firemen were met with heavy smoke and flames. Mutual aid was provided by the Enfield, Carmine, and Fairfield City Fire Departments. The departments providing mutual aid used their tankers to transport water to battle the blaze. Officials say it appears that the fire started in the back of the house and remains under investigation by both the Fairfield Rural Fire Department and the Illinois State Fire Marshal's Office. No one was injured. The home sustained extensive damage. Early Monday afternoon, Fairfield Rural firemen responded to the Jared Vaughn home on U.S. Route 45, South Fairfield. Mr. Vaughn was burning trash when winds pushed the fire out of control. Less than an acre burned, and Fairfield Rural firemen had the blaze tapped out in about 10 minutes. No one was injured. Clay County Sheriff's deputies arrested David L. Jones, 45, of Clay City, on an outstanding Clay County warrant for failure to appear on the original charges of unlawful manufacture of a controlled substance, drug-related child endangerment, and possession of a controlled substance. Bond was set at $1,000 plus $75 warrant fee. Jones is also wanted on two Richland County warrants for failure to appear on the original charges of possession of cannabis, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of methamphetamine. Total bond for Richland County is $6,500 plus $150 for warrant fees. He is currently incarcerated in the Clay County Jail. Mount Carmel police arrested 19-year-old Thomas J. Post of Mount Carmel Saturday after police were notified of a hit-and-run. Police were called to the area after a witness observed a 1993 Pontiac strike a parked vehicle. The driver continued on to a residence in the 1000 block of North Market Street. Police located Post, and he advised that he did strike the vehicle and left without notifying the owner. Post was arrested and transported to the Wabash County Jail, where he was cited for driving while suspended and failure to give information after striking an unattended vehicle. Mount Carmel police arrested 28-year-old Thomas E. Fugate of Mount Carmel Saturday after police were called to a domestic disturbance in the 400 block of Cedar Street. Police were told that Fugate threw a baby bottle at his victim and then shoved her to the ground. Police were also told that Fugate tried to prevent the victim from calling 911. Fugate was arrested and transported to the Wabash County Jail, where he was charged with domestic battery and interfering with the reporting of a domestic violence. Fugate is being held pending the posting of bond. Shortly after 2 p.m. Friday, Fairfield City Police met with 19-year-old David R. Hudgens, Jr. of Fairfield on a report of battery. Hudgens claimed he was walking on Airport Road when 40-year-old Jamie A. Church of Boylston pulled up and offered him a ride. Once inside the vehicle, Church became angry and accused Hudgens of relations with his wife. Church then allegedly struck Hudgens in the face several times. Also inside the vehicle were Michael Durden, 20, of Fairfield, and Michael L. Kaiser, 18, of Sisney. Hutchins alleges he was driven to a residence on Water Street, even though he asked to be let go. Church again threatened Hutchins with harm. Hutchins claimed to escape when Durden and Kaiser attempted to restrain Church from attacking Hutchins again. Durden and Kaiser were taken into custody in the 500 block of College Street in Fairfield, and Church was located and arrested at his residence in Boylston by a Wayne County sheriff's deputy. Michael Kaiser was charged with unlawful restraint. Michael Durden was charged with unlawful restraint and possession of a controlled substance for a pipe with residue found on his person at the time of booking. Jamie Church was charged with unlawful restraint, battery, and kidnapping. Hutchins did not require medical attention. Carmi police arrested 24-year-old Jordan Williams of Carmi for DUI following a traffic stop Monday night. Williams was taken into custody at 9:54 p.m. and transported to the White County Jail. He was later released after posting $100 bond. Williams was additionally cited for failure to notify the Secretary of State of an address change. WFIW News Time is 12:21.
Have a deposit to make, but don't have time to run to the bank? People's National Bank now offers Mobile Deposit. Mobile Deposit allows you to take a picture of a check with your smartphone and deposit it into your account anytime, from anywhere. Stop by your local People's National Bank or visit us online at peoplesnationalbank.com for more details about Mobile Deposit. People's National Bank, member FDIC. Wireless or service fees may apply.
Animals Requesting Friends reminds you to keep your pets safe from winter hazards. Outdoor dogs and cats need suitable shelter to keep them warm, dry, and free of frostbite or death. Straw's the best bedding. It helps generate heat. Blankets only retain moisture and become wet and freeze. And dog and cat houses should face the south. Bring your pets inside during weather advisories and extreme temperatures. It is now the law. If your pet does not have proper shelter, ARF could provide a straw-stuffed doghouse. Call 842-2241.
Sisney FFA members Samantha Brookman, Jaden Brown, Marissa Byers, Russell Hilliard, Mitchell Levi, Rebecca Mugridge, Landon Ostrick, Dalen Stouffer, and Maddie Wilson have been recommended to receive the prestigious state FFA degree. Students submitted applications and record books in addition to interviewing before a panel of Section 23 agriculture instructors at the West Richland Center on February 13th. Following final approval from the Illinois FFA, students will be presented degrees at this summer's state FFA convention in Springfield. Additionally, Marissa Byers was selected as the 2017 Section 23 Star in Agribusiness. Byers will now advance to District 5 Star competition on March the 6th at Mount Vernon High School. Fairfield City Council meets tonight at 6 o'clock at City Hall. On the agenda is the purchase of mosquito spray, a declaration of a surplus of TIF funds, a license agreement with New Wave, and the Park District has asked for assistance with their utility bill. Former SIU president Glenn Pouchard is the new president of Morthland College in West Frankfort. College made the formal announcement this morning at 9. Since September, Pouchard has served on the John A. Logan College Board. Before that, he ran the SIU system for over 7 years. He also ran for governor in the 90s after a decade in Congress. Clay Electric Cooperative Incorporated in Flora was one of 6 co-ops in the state awarded a Safety Leadership Award at the 2017 Association of Illinois Electric Cooperatives Safety Supervisory Technical Conference held at the Decatur Hotel and Conference Center January 31st through February 2nd. The award is based on adopting best practices, not just a low number of lost time accidents, says Jim Miles, manager of safety and loss control for the AIEC. The idea is to encourage sharing of near-miss incidents, engage all employees, and improve the safety culture by rewarding what is being done right, not penalizing when a lost-time accident happens. These co-ops were judged to be following the best practices and proactively improving their safety culture. Clay Electric Co-op is a member of Touchstone Energy, an alliance of 750 local consumer-owned electric utilities around the country. Clay Electric Cooperative serves more than 3,233 meters, over 918 miles of lines in parts of Clay, Effingham, Fayette, Jasper, Marion, Richland, and Wayne counties. For more information, you can go to ceci.coop. The popular Women's Winter Workshop will be held Wednesday, February 22nd from 9 a.m. until 2:30 at the Cumberland Presbyterian Church in Fairfield. The workshop offers something for everyone, including a musical medley from pianist Linda Short. Morning coffee and refreshments and a noon lunch will be served. There is a $5 fee, and pre-registration should be sent in by February 16th to the University of Illinois Extension, Wayne County Office, 2B Frontier Drive, Fairfield, Illinois. Among the topics at this year's workshop will be the Great American Eclipse, Planned Giving, Keeping Your Brain Healthy Through Coloring, Lincoln, Legends and Lore, and What's So Funny. The FCHS Choir and Show Choir will be hosting a dinner performance on Friday, February 24th, starting at 5 p.m. Salad, spaghetti, breadsticks, drinks, and dessert will all be served. Tickets are $8 for adults 12 and older, $5 for children, and infants under the age of one eat for free. The audience is free to come and go during the meal time. Performances will begin at 5:30 and will run until 7 o'clock. If you need more information, you can contact Stephanie Ahrens at FCHS. There may be a new millionaire living among us. The winning ticket for Monday's Illinois Lotto Extra Shot was sold at the Circle K in Benton. Only one person matched the winning numbers of 2, 21, 33, 36, 37, 41, and the extra shot number was 5. What are the odds of matching all six numbers? According to the Illinois Lottery, there is a 1 in 20,358,520 chance. The North Wayne Education Association will be hosting a trivia night on Friday, April the 7th at the Sisney Middle School gym. Registration will be held from 5:30 to 6, with trivia beginning at 6. The team entry fee is $80. Each team can have up to 8 members. The evening will consist of 10 rounds of 10 questions, with teams working together to have the opportunity to win prizes throughout the night. Concessions will be available, a 50-50 drawing, and other fun activities have also been planned to help raise money for the North Wayne Education Association. All proceeds will be used to support educational activities throughout the school year and to help fund scholarships for Sisney seniors. To pre-register a team, please contact Kelsey or Melissa at the Sisney Middle School at 673-2156. Those unable to attend but wishing to contribute may sponsor a ghost team by making a donation. Time now to check the latest stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow is now at 20,454. That's up 42. NASDAQ's at 5772. That's up 8. And March crude oil at 5318, up 25 cents. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. The price being paid for local crude oil is $46.25. That's down 50 cents from yesterday. Turning now to area deaths, 89-year-old Fairfield resident Leona M. Thomason passed away Sunday at her home. She had worked at the dress factory for several years and later was a caregiver for several people, including Mrs. Kincaid. She is survived by 3 sons, Rick Thomason, Daryl Thomason, and Dwayne Thomason, all of Fairfield, 1 daughter, LaDonna Hoskins of Jeff, 2 brothers, Glennard Thomason of Flora, and Wilford of Farmington, New Mexico. 11 grandchildren and several great-grandchildren also survived. Graveside services for Leona M. Thomason will be at 11 o'clock Friday at the Maple Hill Cemetery. Memorials can be made to the SSM Hospice or the Fairfield Little League Baseball Association and will be accepted at the Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield, which is in charge of all of the arrangements. Vernon William Clodfelter, age 100, of West Salem, died on Sunday at Rest Haven Manor in Albion. Vernon was a dairy farmer for several years in Gibson City, Illinois, as well as working for local farmer Claude Wiseman. Later, he worked for the state of Illinois on the highway department, and in 1961, he went to work at Champion Laboratories. He retired in 1979. He's also a member of the Zion United Methodist Church in West Salem. Vernon is survived by his daughter, Linda Newton of West Salem, his son, Don Clodfelter of Nokomis, Florida, 4 grandchildren, Susan Guidance, Greg Clodfelter, Dustin Newton, and Tanya Newton, and 5 great-grandchildren. Visitation will be from 1 o'clock Thursday until the service time at the Zion United Methodist Church in West Salem. The funeral will be at 2 o'clock, and burial will follow at the Moravian Cemetery in West Salem. Memorial contributions are encouraged by the family to be given to the Zion United Methodist Church and will be accepted at the church or at the Ingram Funeral Home of West Salem, which is in charge of all of the arrangements. Carl Eugene Easton, 60, of Fairfield, passed away at his home on Friday. He was an owner-operator truck driver and also worked for John Brettlinger Trucking. Funeral services for Carl Eugene Easton will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation is from 5 to 7 Wednesday evening at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Memorials can be made to the family. The Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of all of the arrangements. 79-year-old Albion resident Evelyn R. Compton died Saturday at her home. She had worked at Champion Labs, Johnny Manufacturing, and at the IGA. Funeral services for Evelyn Compton will be at 2 o'clock Saturday at the Nails Funeral Home in Albion with burial in the Graceland Cemetery. Friends may call Saturday from 11 o'clock until the service time. 92-year-old Alice Marie Fothery, formerly of Wayne City, died Wednesday at Countryside Manor in Mount Vernon. Per Alice's wishes, cremation rites have been accorded. A celebration of life will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Poplar Creek Community of Christ Church in Orchardville, where visitation will be held 1 hour prior. A luncheon and time of fellowship will follow services. Hosselton Funeral Home of Sisney is in charge of all of the arrangements. Memorials can be made to the charity of the donor's choice. Daniel Van Ward, 61, of Carmi, died Tuesday, February 7th. At his home, he had a special talent for sales and spent much of his adult life selling trucks and trailers. He survived by his sister, Melanie Allen of Carmi, a niece, Sarah McInnes of Bloomington, Indiana, a nephew, Jason Organ of McLeansboro, two nieces, Georgia Kate McInnes and Emery Sloan Organ, several aunts and uncles, Ted and Ruth Ann Smith, Paul and Marilyn Ward, and Lillian R. Boehringer, all of Carmi, and Donald LaFond and wife Judy of Topeka, Kansas. He's also survived by a very special friend, Phyllis Daniel, and several cousins as well. A brief memorial service for Daniel Van Ward will be held at the Stendebeck Family Funeral Home in Carmi Saturday at 11 a.m., followed by a private family burial at Big Prairie Cemetery and a family dinner at the Social House in Carmi. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions can be made to Pets at Risk, P.O. Box 2 in Carmi. WFIW News Time is 12:32.
5 seconds to the gold medal. This impossible dream comes true!
Excuse me, would the sound man please turn Mr. Reagan's mic off for a moment?
Something I want to tell you.
Yes, Michael?
I'm not like other guys. I mean, I'm different.
Quick pitch to Walter. Cuts back. He's got it. Walter Payton becomes the National Football League all-time leading rusher at the passing gym.
I have sinned against you, my Lord.
I will keep America moving forward and 1,000 points of light.
Time Capsule. The soundtrack of your life.
Time Capsule is a series of quizzes that remember the events and songs of each month back to January 1960. Listen to Time Capsule Monday through Friday on WFIW-FM at 8:35 a.m. and 4:35 p.m. One of our Time Capsule sponsors is Save-A-Lot Food Store on Outer West Main in Fairfield.
The WFIW Fairfield area weather for today, a 40% chance for showers. Today's high 58, partly cloudy skies tonight, a low of 30, partly sunny skies tomorrow, tomorrow's high 45. Outlook for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, mostly sunny skies on Thursday. Thursday's high will be around 55 with a low of 38. Sunny skies on Friday. Friday's high 65 with a low of 45. And scattered showers on Saturday. Saturday's high will be around 65 with a low of 48. Yesterday in Fairfield, our high temperature was 52, the overnight low 37. We picked up a trace of precipitation overnight, and currently in Fairfield it is 54. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Tom Levine.
Start off the new year.